Hey, welcome back to the Art of Daily Practice. I'm Nick. This session is called, How Do I Know If I Have What It Takes? And it's an important one because this is an anxiety that many, many people deal with. People from all walks of life, not just songwriters, not just guitarists, although that's where I've experienced these anxieties most from students. It's a thing that can really hold you back in an insidious and kind of sneaky way. And so I think it's really important to address this anxiety head on, and that's what this session is all about. So let's get into it. I've taught some guitar students over the years who would nervously ask me, after just like one or two lessons, whether I thought they had any talent. Basically, they would just put down their instrument at some point in the lesson and say, should I continue here? And that question always troubled me a bit because as a teacher, I learned over time that you cannot judge a student's future skills based on their performance in the beginning. No matter how jaw-droppingly good a player may become in the future, everybody starts out humble and they start with the basics. There are no shortcuts around just learning the fundamentals of an instrument or learning the fundamentals of a craft. You gotta learn your ABCs. So when students ask me if they have talent, I've learned to say, well, look, you've got a great start, and if you invest some time and care with some good learning strategies, you're going to get better. And when I say that, they look relieved, like a weight has been lifted from their shoulders. And of course, they feel relieved, because after just a few hours with their instrument, my guitar student was already trying to judge whether or not she would ever get good. And that's a lot of pressure for a beginner to put on herself. That's kind of like showing up to a first date and asking in the first 20 minutes if it's going to end in marriage. It's not realistic to expect signs of greatness from yourself at the start of your training. Sometimes it's not even realistic to expect signs of greatness in the middle of your training. So students who ask nervous questions about talent are usually just starting to kind of taste the amount of work that is involved in learning an instrument. They're encountering some difficulties, and when they do, almost all of them experience some natural fear that they will never be able to play well. It's an understandable and quite natural fear to experience because getting good at anything does require some effort, and nobody wants to expend all that effort for nothing, right? Nobody wants to put their time and their heart into something only to have their heart broken. So here's the good news. If you've been dealing with this fear yourself, and most of us do, you can relax. Because with patience, with good learning materials, with the desire to learn, and with a long-term mindset, you can keep on improving yourself just as much as you want for as long as you want. And this isn't just my experience speaking, although I have seen this with students. But it's also decades of academic research that have said that traits are not things that we're born with. Nobody is born knowing how to play a guitar. This is a learned skill. So the idea that some people have talent and the idea that others lack talent is a very popular worldview in our culture. It's also incorrect and possibly even dangerous to your future. Because as a teacher, I've heard students express all kinds of doubts and negative beliefs about themselves. I've heard them say, I've got no rhythm. Well, you can learn rhythm. They've said, I cannot carry a tune. Well, that's what voice lessons are for. They've said, my fingers are too small. Well, no matter what your instrument is, there are ways you can creatively cope with having small fingers. Some great players have had small fingers, in fact. And this is another popular one. They'll say, I'm not a creative person. You should know that there's no such thing as a creative type. And creativity is actually a set of mental skills that you can teach and you can learn. Now, research on high achievers suggests that talent probably plays only a tiny role, if any role, in the accomplishments of high achievers. So the real deciding factor of how good somebody becomes at something is how much time they spend on something that researchers have called deliberate practice. So in other words, if you want mastery of an instrument, if you want virtuoso level command of poetic techniques, or anything else that's worth working for in this world, it's going to take a lot of very well-planned and carefully executed practice. So mastery may not come instantly, but the good news is that it doesn't take an eternity either. If a total beginner wants to perform at legendary world-class levels, research suggests that you can accomplish that by working at your craft every day in a very structured way for about 10 years. Now, nobody is exempt from those years of hard work. The people that you think of as talented, they weren't born masters. Like you and I, they couldn't even speak when they were born, so they certainly weren't master poets, unless gurgling noises count as poetry. Maybe, that's debatable. And when a master first picked up their guitar or sat down at their piano, their practice sounded like any beginner's practice. Clunkers, missed notes, botched chords, the whole nine. So masters get good at what they do by just patiently correcting those mistakes and just racking up these little improvements in skill and little bits of knowledge over a long span of time. They show up. They stick with it. Practice is the secret to mastery, and that's good news, because it means you control your own destiny. Instead of worrying about whether you have what it takes, let's worry about doing the work, because doing the work is what it takes. Before we move on, I want to take one last look at what it takes to get good at songwriting, or singing, or your instrument of choice. There may not be an inborn superpower that lets you just skip those hours of practice. That's the bad news. But there are definitely some qualities of character that'll help you along your way and make the journey a bit more enjoyable, at least. And I think the most crucial quality is this: compassion for yourself. Serious practice is humbling, because no matter how good you are, you'll be spending a lot of time paying attention to your own weaknesses and working on those. When you get good at practicing, you're actually going to become very, very aware of your own mistakes and shortcomings. And at some point, probably many, many, many points along the way, actually, you're going to be tempted to judge and condemn yourself, and you're going to get frustrated. And at those moments of frustration, I want you to remember this. Everyone struggles. It's difficult for a reason. There are very few masters in this world out of 6 billion people for a reason. So be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself. Frustration is temporary. Take some deep breaths, walk away, then come back and try again. Many people seem to think that if something does not come quickly and easily to them, it means that it's not going to come at all. Out of impatience and maybe fear, they begin to avoid practice. And before you know it, you've forgotten where you put that old notebook, and you find an inch of dust on the piano. So when you find a challenge, when you find a place where you get stuck, please remember that yes, learning music or lyric writing is going to be challenging, and that doesn't mean that you're somehow deficient. It just means that you need to be patient and you need more training. When you encounter a challenge, don't run away from it. Lean into it. Work carefully and thoughtfully and persistently at the things that you get stuck on. Look for help, if you need it, from books, teachers, online forums, and fellow artists when you're stuck. Some of the most talented players that I've ever known are people who will ask very thoughtful questions of even players who are just starting out. The best players I've known and the best writers have been very curious, patient people who listen very, very well. The thing is no matter how you get stuck or no matter how long you've gotten stuck, there's always a way to move forward. I want to share another conversation I've had very, very often with guitar students. It goes like this. I'll say, "Okay, so let's try that F chord again." And the student will say, "I can't do it." And then I say, I know, that's why we're working on it today, right? So go ahead and try again. Remember to arch your fingers. So then the student kind of grumbles a bit and reluctantly arranges her hand into the correct position and then puts some pressure down on the strings and then strums. And she hears a lot of gross buzzing and clunking and then goes, see, I told you I can't do it. It's impossible. And I say, well, you can't get it yet, but you will get it. F chords were hard for me when I first learned them too, so keep trying. And then the student, after about 5 minutes of struggle, will finally manage a pretty good F chord and then go, hey, I did it, and feel great. And I've observed this playing out with myself too, studying something difficult, not getting it. Many of us experience this little moment of internal panic that it's just never going to happen, that it's impossible for us. I have no talent, I'm a hack. So when you encounter something that you can't do, it's often tempting to kind of panic and give up and just go do something that makes you feel better about yourself, right? Now that student wanted to give up before she had spent even 5 minutes struggling with that F chord. She almost let a 5 minute obstacle crush her will to make music. Those 5 minutes of struggle probably felt like an hour to her, because when you're doing something you're bad at, oh my God, it feels awful. But at the end of that 5 minutes, which felt like an hour, she'd made real progress on that impossible task. Like, it had started to sound more promising already. Now, this is an important lesson to take home with us. In the course of your practice, you're going to struggle and you're going to feel very awkward and sound awful at times. But don't beat yourself up over it, because that's completely normal. Don't make the mistake of thinking that that awkwardness is going to last forever. If you're patient, if you stick with the challenge, it won't. Making simple mistakes doesn't mean that you're doomed to failure for eternity. It just means that you've got a problem in need of solving. And with simple time and effort and access to good learning materials, you can solve that problem. So please accept the idea that you're going to be a beginner at each new thing you learn, and accept the idea that you're a work in progress. You'll have a much more relaxed and enjoyable time if you just stay calm, set reasonable expectations for yourself, be kind to yourself, and relax into the work. Remember, it's going to take a while. You might as well enjoy it. One final word of encouragement. Among songwriters, most songwriters and lyricists do not have a deliberate practice routine of any kind. And that's really great news for anyone willing to tackle some structured practice in the area of songwriting. Because if you can systematically practice lyric writing through daily study and through lyric writing exercises, your abilities will rapidly surpass most amateur songwriters. So, this moment in songwriting history is a great opportunity for anyone motivated. We'll explore in this course how deliberate practice applies to learning music theory, learning an instrument, writing lyrics, performing, and even learning how to change guitar strings or use digital recording equipment. Grunt work like that. That concludes this session of The Art of Daily Practice. Thanks for listening.